All right. 7 years ago, Chicago's Theater Ublek, one of the greats, set out to on a challenge to honor the legacy and works of poet Charles Baudelaire. Specifically, the company adapted the 19th century classic Les Fleurs du Mal, which translates to The Flowers of Evil. The venerable Northside Theater Company took on the classic work and interpreted it through song and art. And over the past 7 years, the company's created 9 illustrated episodes with original music, each one featuring hand-cranked box panoramas drawn and painted by artist Dave Buchan. And coming up on the 4th, the 7-year project called Baudelaire in a Box will culminate with a 3-day festival featuring all of the work from the past years plus a final installment. This 150 years since the poet Charles Baudelaire died. In studio tonight to talk about this remarkable project is Dave Buchan and Chris Schoen. Chris will be here in a second. The Cycle is on stage at the Constellation, 3111 Northwestern Avenue on Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week, or the weekend of August 4th. It's a weekend-long celebration. Dave, great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, amazing. I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around.
So am I. I was at the hardware store buying the lumber, and in my friend's borrowed minivan, and it's like, what are we doing?
Take us back 7 years ago. So talk about where this project, Baudelaire in a Box, comes from.
It started at the Harold Washington Library. I was reading Charles Baudelaire, and there's a particular poem I liked, and as I was reading it, sort of out loud to myself, muttering in the library, it was like, this is a waltz. And so biking home from the library, I started singing the poem, and then it was my friend's birthday, and so I sang this poem, which is kind of, how do you describe it, gruesome. For her birthday, and she thought it was great, and a lot of people looked at me like, what are you doing?
Did you know of Baudelaire's work? I mean, were you someone who...
I had heard about him, and so I was exploring him. I was like, let's go check it out. And immediately, like, I can see why
so
people are talking about it.
Explain to us what Charles Baudelaire brings to poetry. I mean, what is it about him that inspires you to do this, but also for anyone like myself who doesn't really know his work?
He, you know... I am not a poet, and I'm not, but they say of him that, like, he started modern poetry. Like, you can look at before Baudelaire and after Baudelaire, and that's where poetry changes. And he is talking about life in the city. He's talking about his damned and doomed love affairs, his addictions, his just general misery in life.
Yeah, it's a lot of debauchery, right?
A lot of debauchery, a lot of, like, I love you like the eternal tomb. You know, it's like debauchery and also just like
morbid
death and
right.
Which appealed to me as we started the project. I was a new father reading lots of stories about trains and, you know, luckily no bunnies, but I was like, I need to do something that's not about cuteness.
Yeah, right.
I was like,
not
this
about
is
Thomas
great.
And trains.
Give me more. I want addiction. I want death. I want bad sex. I want good sex. I want it all.
Well, so. Joining us in the conversation, Chris Schoen. Chris is a musician and a part of this Theater Ublek presentation of Baudelaire in a Box. We talked, Dave. You know, I mean, I want to get to the art that goes into this. You know, just the concept of you guys collaborating to take a poem that you're reading in the Harold Washington Library. And a poet, and be able to determine that this is the right way to be inspired or to interpret it, and the platform to use music, to use illustration, to use design. Talk about how that came about to really go for the poetry and turn it into this kind of Baudelaire in a Box.
Way. So that's the answer. It's not the right way. It's the wrong way.
The key.
Well, the form of contestoria of having a performed piece of visual art is something that I had been doing before, and Chris and I had worked on another project. What was interesting with the Baudelaire is that we would say, okay, here are the poems, and Chris would go and write the music and translate it and create his interpretation of it. I wouldn't listen to what he did at all, and I would make my art, and then we would meet the day before the show and put it together and see what happens.
And it's always
kind of interesting, like, sometimes, like, that syncs up so beautifully, or sometimes just like, okay, how does that work together? But it's taking two different interpretations and smashing them together and making Right. A new interpretation
with,
from that.
Yeah, with the chance element of neither one of us having any insight into the other's process until we put it all together.
Well, for you, Chris, I mean, we just talked, Dave was inspired by the poet. And Inso kind of felt that the music was, or he felt musically attracted to it. He talked about the waltz concept. He read it to someone for their birthday. Mm-hmm. What attracts you to Baudelaire and the work that he puts on the page?
What I like about it, it's the challenge of taking the poetry of failure and making it exciting and inspiring, and sort of through the same kind of juxtaposition process. You know, you usually see treatments of Baudelaire done as goth, and I'm not a very goth person, so I sort of push into the other direction. Not necessarily upbeat. I'm not an upbeat person, but I'm also not goth, and so it's sort of this unexpected juxtaposition of forms. But he works so well for this kind of work because he's so precise, and his meter is so articulated, and it just works as a song so well. There's all these exclamation points. There's like this instant drama right in the line of the poem, and it's just very dramatic, inherently dramatic. It makes for great songs.
Okay, so you guys, as musicians and artists, and theater artists as well, to put this on stage. Okay, so you get the first project done. I mean, what was it about continuing to honor Baudelaire to go 7 years in a project where every year you come up with something new? Why not something else?
We have an anonymous person to thank. Chris and I did the first set of poems as a part of the Banners and Cranks Festival. And afterwards, so we had 5 poems at that point. And someone came up to me afterwards and said, "So you're going to do one for every poem?" And I was like, "Yeah, right. That's an insane idea." And a couple of weeks went by. I was like, "That's a brilliant idea." And I said to Chris, "Let's do every poem." And he, of course, said, "That's an insane idea. Yeah. But what the hell? Let's try."
How many poems are there?
Well, okay. So it depends on the edition, right?
How many are we doing?
We're doing 130 or 131.
Yeah. Depends on how you go. Who knows?
You guys have lived. I mean, this is a 7-year project. To interpret that many poems, does it mess with your head?
It's not just me. I mean, I'm one of many.
Yeah. There's 50 musicians performing next week.
Okay.
I
would ask them in the room as well.
But I've written 30 myself.
They're waiting outside.
They can all come in. We can all come in and talk about this. But when the source material, Baudelaire, is, at, as you just mentioned, is both debaucherous, but also romanticizes death, and like you said, it kind of gets interpreted as goth. Mm-hmm. Does it mess with your head, the fact that you've done 100+ of these poems, and you've spent 7 years of your life and diving artistically into this work? Has it changed you?
No, but one of the reasons I was first attracted to it is like new parents need something dark, thinking, "This is so not my children." And now my children are into it. My daughter learned the litanies of Satan and will sing them. She will sing, "Oh, Satan, have pity on my long misery." And so it touches me that I've reached out and brought a little bit of darkness to.
She's written as a country gospel song, by the way, yes. By Emmy Bean.
And that's the fun part about this. I mean, it defies its genre.
Absolutely.
Meaning as musicians, you're rock, tango, country music.
Absolutely.
And taking the work of Baudelaire. I mean, it's fascinating to me that you would spend this much time on one specific artist. And I guess that's what I'm getting at, because there's something really unique and inspiring about it, and then there's something very obsessive and strange about it in the way that it's just one artist over and over and over. And I guess for me, it's just trying to get inside you guys as that you've dedicated your artistic life to this. I mean, how does that affect you as artists?
It took me personally that long. It took me 7 years to understand what I was doing. So I needed that time personally. Mm-hmm. When I started, I really had no idea what I was reading or what I was translating, what I was setting to music. And now I think I have a fairly good sense, not an academic sense, but an informed sense. And it really, it's amazing to live inside the work of one mind for that long over that period of time. It does change you, I think.
Well, and it's also like we've been doing like an episode a year. And so every year we do 15 new poems. And when you take the 15 and put them together, from the whole body of work, they sort of create their own story within it. So it's each time it's a different, these poems together have a different feel.
Right.
And so there's a different band every time, and so their interpretation is different every time. And so it's constantly new. It never feels like, oh, yeah, God, we're doing this again. It's
absolutely.
Like, now,
the dirty
now
is,
what's it doing?
It's just a starting place, and it can go to any place from where we start. So the fact that it's always Baudelaire year after year doesn't even seem redundant because the musicians are different, the techniques are different. Yeah. It really is a whole
It's
new
a fascinating
every
project.
Time.
It has been for 7 years in Chicago. Dave Buchan and Chris Schoen in studio. They're part of Theater Ublek and the Baudelaire in a Box project, which has been going on for 7 years. It is going to culminate on the weekend of the 4th, 5th, and 6th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A weekend-long cycle, essentially putting all of the poems that you guys have collaborated on stage, 3111 Northwestern at the Constellation, great place there. And it, like I said, the 4th, the Theater Ublek. This is the complete, you market it as the complete, final, and absolutely last Baudelaire in a Box. For you guys to have spent this much time on it, and to get into it, like you said, to learn more about the art and to dedicate your life to it. Is it kind of bittersweet to sort of put this to bed forever?
As I've been obsessively working on the final episode, my brain goes through all the machinations. And there is some point where I get to the closing night, Sunday night, final curtain call speech. And it's like, I'm not going to choke up on stage. I'm going to have a drink. I'm going to have a really hard drink. But it is, and it's also, it's less bittersweet and like, oh my God, we actually did it. Because it started off as a ludicrous, insane idea, and somehow we kept on at it.
Yeah. I mean, I think of it more as a life well lived. So it's like, didn't die early, you know?
Hello.
We're seeing it through to its fruition. Exactly.
Well, for me, I mean, I'd put a more mainstream approach to it. It's kind of like a duo or a team of artists that are working on a television show. The seventh season of Baudelaire in a Box is wrapping up, right?
Buffy had seven seasons.
Right.
This is the,
But this is the closing night.
Yeah,
this
we're
is
stealing the blackout from The Sopranos. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. I mean, okay, so now that, I mean, you're at a point where you put this closed casket, is what you're calling it, the final Baudelaire in a Box on the year that is the 150th anniversary of Baudelaire's death. I mean, will Baudelaire, I mean, he'll live with you guys forever, and the fact that you did 7 years of producing all of his work, hundreds plus poems of his work. I mean, do you see a life without him? Or can you put him away, or will he be with you? Will you be using?
Oh, he'll be around for a while. And I mean, it's the complete, final, absolutely last. But the truth is that
there's always an asterisk.
There's
Justin.
Always an. It's like the Who. It's their farewell tour. It's their fourth farewell tour. And I think some of the episodes we'll continue to do. I think we're still recording, trying to get as many of the episodes as possible to record because the music is beautiful. And like, that's always for me the sad part is the show is done. It's like, I don't get to listen to the songs anymore. And so we've already recorded, I think, three of the episodes.
Yeah, three.
And so,
and
I think there's like another three episodes that are working in process of recording them. So that will continue. And then in a few years, it's the 200th anniversary of his birth. Somebody in Paris is organizing a festival. And if you're listening tonight, call us.
I was going to ask. I mean, he's a French poet who's a classic. So people know him, and I'm sure they're organizing in France, as we know. But when we talk about America and the crossover appeal of this specific, poet, I mean, you guys, after doing this project, you become almost the foremost experts on
Baudelaire.
Yes. You are the foremost experts.
That's what I meant when I said we're doing it the wrong way. It's absolutely wrong. It's a desecration. It's an assault on his work. But out of the ashes of that comes something else that's beautiful. We really can't speak for Charles Baudelaire.
I can.
I don't even speak
He'd
French.
He'd be very happy. He'd be completely happy. There's these people putting on drunken.
Oh, I'm not
musical
saying he wouldn't enjoy
show.
It.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he'd enjoy it.
I gotta say, man, this is one of the most artistic projects that I've encountered in my time in Chicago, and it comes from the rightful place. Theater Ublek is putting on Closed Casket, the complete, final, and absolutely last Baudelaire in a Box at Constellation, 3111 Northwestern. It's Lynx Hall at Constellation. It's going to be Friday, August 4th, August 5th, and August 6th. I mean, this is a festival. This is a all. Yeah. I mean, you're selling tickets for this thing.
You can buy tickets at theaterubleck.com, or that will take you to the link. But the first night is all shows that have never been done in Chicago. They're the two episodes that we did in Puerto Rico with an amazing band. The shows that we did in North Carolina with three different groups from there. And then also a show that originally was in Puerto Rico, but now the singer is living in Argentina. So we were flying him up from Argentina.
It's the International Baudelaire Festival.
Baudelaire Festival. Saturday we're doing every show that we've ever done.
Marathon style.
Starts at 11 in the morning. 100 poems later we're done. And then Sunday's the new episode. We're doing 32 new poems. And we will never be able to have a chance to rehearse them. So come on Sunday and see 32 different composers.
Right.
Singing 32 new songs with 72 paintings, and we will hopefully get it all together.
And possibly a farewell speech from Dave where he chokes up.
A drunken speech by Dave, guaranteed.
Yeah, hello.
With
tears of pain, because I have to crank. The paintings, I turn a crank, and so I'm going to be cranking for 3 days straight.
So
my
good.
Right arm is going to be... in need of some.
All right, go see Closed Casket at Constellation, 3111, August 4th, 5th, and 6th. Dave Buchan and Chris Schoen in studio. Guys, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate
thanks for having
it.
Us.
Thank you.